Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan. Can prayer answers come in dreams? My young friend leads a small group of high school teens in a weekly Bible study. I was invited to observe him teach and then join in with some teaching on spiritual warfare and prayer. The sequence of events that followed was amazing, miraculous, and very encouraging. Acts 2:17 NLT says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams." Yeah, I was in Tennessee recently and invited to share at a small group. There were about 12 or 15 high school boys. And then a young man in his young 20s who was leading the study. And I sat and observed. They had pizza, and then they had a time of singing and praise. And then he sort of turned it over to me. But right before he turned it over to me, he asked them one question. He said, "Hey guys, your assignment this week was to share Jesus with one person. How'd that go? Who all did that?" And they all just lowered their heads and looked at the floor. No one had fulfilled the assignment, and they were all obviously embarrassed about it. I was a little taken back because you don't usually hear that sort of pushed like that. But these guys had a relationship with this young man who was their leader, and they loved him and they wanted to please him, and they knew sharing Jesus with others was the right thing to do. But one explained he had a busy week. Another had a lot of out of town stuff going on. One more had a lot of homework. Others just said they were nervous to try. And, the list of excuses went on. And he said, "Okay, guys, that's okay. You got another week. Just do that before next week." He said, "Let me tell you my story. I don't ask you to do something I shouldn't ask myself to do." So that was the assignment, to share Jesus with one person this week. And they meet on Sunday night. So he said, "Last Sunday night, I began to pray when we made this assignment to share Jesus with someone. I prayed every day that God would show me who to share Jesus with." And the week rocked on, and I was busy, and I had some out of town stuff, and I had things to do, and we had some family stuff, and it was Friday, and I hadn't done it yet. So I'm still praying every day, "God, give me someone to share Jesus with." Went to bed Friday night, and still nothing had happened. And I prayed again Friday night, "Lord, I want to share Jesus with someone. Help me know who. Give me the opportunity." And Friday night, he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw a young man that he'd seen before but didn't know the name. And in the dream, he met this young man and then said to him, "How's your walk with Jesus?" And the young man said back to him in the dream, "It was pretty good, but I've sort of fallen away. I'm trying to get it back." And so, boof, he woke up. The dream was over. So Saturday morning, woke up, remembered that dream, thought that was neat, watching for opportunities. Saturday was busy. Nothing happened. The no opportunities. Schedule and family and things get in the way. Saturday night, he went to bed at 10 o'clock, was laying there about 30 minutes. About 30 minutes later, his phone rang, and it was a buddy who'd been out of town and was just arrived back in town from a trip. And he said, "Hey, Whataburger's open all night. Will you meet me at Whataburger and get something to eat?" He said, "You bet, I'm down for that." So he jumped up, threw his jeans on, went to Whataburger, and by now it's, getting close to 11 o'clock. And they're sitting there, they ordered their food, they're sitting there, they just got their food, and a guy walks in, and it's the boy from the dream. Immediately he knew, that's the boy I dreamed about. And the guy who asked him to go to Whataburger knew the kid. His name was Bennett. And he said, "Hey, Bennett, I want you to meet my friend." He introduced him to this other guy. And so they sat and talked a minute, and of course, here he is meeting Bennett for the first time, but knowing him from the dream. And so he said what he said in the dream. He said, "Bennett, I know we just met, but I just have to ask you, how's your walk with Jesus?" And Bennett's answer was word for word what was said in the dream. He said, "Well, it was pretty good, and I sort of fallen away, and now I'm trying to get it back. So he said a few things to try to encourage him in that direction, and then turned back to eat his food, and they visited a little bit, and really wanted to talk to the boy some more, but turned around and looked, and the boy would, had finished, Bennett had finished eating and had left. So he kind of felt bad that he hadn't really done enough, but at least he'd done something. And so they talked a little more. By now it's 1 in the morning. They're throwing their tray, putting their trays up, throwing their trash away, and he turned around to leave, and there's Bennett. He'd walked back in the Whataburger. He said, "Can we talk a minute?" He said, "You bet, Bennett. We can talk as long as you need to." They sat down, and Bennett said, "When I left here, I was on my way to go smoke marijuana with some friends. And I really knew that was wrong. I shouldn't do that. And I thought about what you said, how my walk with Jesus is, and I just want to talk to you about it." So they did. They sat and talked for a long time, and they're going to meet every week. Now think about it. What's the difference between what my friend did and all his high school friends that he'd asked? What's the difference? The difference is my friend prayed about it every day. "Lord, show me who to share Jesus with," which resulted in a dream and that actually happening. The others didn't pray about it. Folks, there's power, power, power in prayer. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to pray daily, asking God for someone you can share Jesus with. You might pray like this: "Lord, lead me to a lost soul today and help me to have the right words to lead them to a closer walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen." And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.